Okay, so like I say, I'm gonna try to upload at least one or two a day. Can't promise it, but the reason that you want to communicate with other people, save people especially, is because iron sharpens iron. And as you communicate, the main thing is get in the Word, but the reason you want to be in the Word and communicate with God and His people is because you grow. And so as you're speaking, if you have the truth, as you're speaking, see, right? See, they put the mask on you for a reason. To try to shut you down, censorship. It's a type and shadow of censorship. Look, one of the reasons I do this, doesn't matter how many views I have or whatever, is because I've learned something. Is when you speak, the Holy Spirit flows through you if you're saved. You're surrounded by lies. And if you don't open your mouth and speak the truth, then what are you putting in your brain, in your body ship? You're putting lies in. The music, the TV, it's all lies. And most people around you are part of the hive of the worldly wisdom. And so what's happening? They're defiling your ship with lies. And so if you speak the truth, you're counteracting that. You're clean. So it's kind of like you got a cup of dirty water and you pour the water in the cup and it gets clean, right? And so as you pour the water, the cup gets clean. So that's the way it is with truth. You speak the truth and the liars have to run. They're trying to defile you all the time. They're always trying to defile you with lies because that's the god of this world system. The sublunar submoon system. The god of this system is the devil. And so, doesn't matter if it's politics, education, military, court system, medical, corporations, even your churches, it's all under blue letter law. Now, one of the reasons that God allows this is because you're born in sin, you're a flesh creature, and you need the blue letter law to cut you and show your, and then you can push out the baby until Christ be formed in you by the Spirit. So long story short, what I'm saying is this. The reason to speak out of your mouth the truth is to grow. It's the discourse out of your mouth. That is what you're here to give the gospel. You know, people fight about women preachers. A woman doesn't have to be a preacher, but she can speak the truth, right? A woman can speak the truth. She don't have to be a preacher to speak the truth. She should be speaking the truth. She don't have to be labeled a preacher to speak the truth. If she's speaking the truth to her children or to her surroundings, she's counteracting the system just like a preacher is. Every saved person should be speaking the truth out of their body ship, their mouth. Why? Because that's the discourse. That's your course. If you speak the truth, people can eat the truth. If you speak out the truth out of the discourse, they can have a course of truth, a meal to feast upon. Iron sharpens iron. That's what's happening. The discourse out of your mouth is the course of your body ship. And if it's truth, you're in the right course. If it's lies and gaslighting and all that, you're on the wrong course. You're on the wrong path. So the discourse, if they speak not according to this word, there's no light in them, the Bible says. So the out of their mouth, their heart speaks. So the course out of their mouth is what they're feeding on in their mind. The course out of their mouth is the vomit, if they're liars, and get the vomit coming out of their mouth is what they feed upon as the dog returns to its vomit. The lies, believing the lies of the system, promoting the lies, the abortion, trying to twist marriage. It's, instead of Adam and Eve, they try to change the Adam and Steve. It's the vomit out of their mouth. You can't speak contrary to the truth without it being vomit. And if a person's speaking out of their heart and is lining up with the truth, they're a truther. They're a biblical truther. Not a truther like what you saw 10 years ago. Truthers, most of them were liars, you know. But the truth is the discourse out of your mouth, if you're saved, of the gospel, and how to rightly divide is this reality. Really, it's really simple. If you want to break it down, when it comes to work, find the work that you enjoy. It doesn't matter how much you make. If you like it, if you love it, keep doing it. You'll grow in that. You can start your own business eventually. How much you make don't matter. You got to be happy. You're there 8 hours a day. Don't you want to be happy for 8 hours? You got to enjoy your work. When it comes to family, husbands love your wives, Christ loved the church, and wives submit as unto the Lord. Children, obey your parents. Parents, don't provoke your children. When it comes to your boss, do what the boss says. Try to build up the ship that you're on when it goes to work. And the bosses are not supposed to treat you bad. They're not supposed to treat you bad. They're supposed to pay you. If a boss ain't paying you on time, go get another job, because they're contrary to the word. If you're supposed to be paid on Friday and the boss keeps doing, I ain't got no money, go somewhere, because they don't know how to manage their business. Go get another job, because they're supposed to treat you right. Really supposed to pay you every day if you look at it from a biblical perspective. They're holding that money. They're supposed to pay you every day, to be honest with you, from a biblical. If you work today, they ain't supposed to pay you today. They're holding that money and making money off of you. That's why the gig economy is so prospering so well, because you get paid every day. And some of the apps, you might not get paid that day, but you get paid in 3 days or 4 days. There's one app, you get paid in 6 days, 3 or 4 to 6 days. But at least you're getting paid every 4 days. But the book of Ephesians tells you how to walk down here. Who you are in Christ, your identity. Who you are, how to walk, and how to stand. Ephesians 1 through 6. Sit, walk, stand. Break it into parts, and you see the whole truth.